This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Assisted suicide in Belgium is being challenged. The Alliance Defending Freedom is using a case where a cancer doctor prescribed death for a chronically depressed woman who was otherwise entirely healthy, and saying Belgium has failed in its constitutional obligation to protect the right to life. The woman's son was informed of his mother's assisted suicide the day after her death. Looking at interesting elections around the country this November, Tennessee is voting on amending its constitution. The pro-life state is saddled with court rulings making it an abortion haven. The amendment reads in part that nothing in Tennessee's constitution secures or protects a right to abortion. Wealthy local abortionists and abortion advocates from all over the country are beginning to flood the state with money against the measure. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. In other headlines, Texans are coming to understand Wendy Davis better. The state senator who opposed abortion restrictions now reveals she has had two abortions of her own. And another royal baby, yet months from birth, is nevertheless being called a baby, and pro-life advocates are quick to note that the fight for human dignity is perhaps most profoundly waged in words, even words like baby. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.